God bless you. This is the International Compassion Ministry at Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica, Chicago, Illinois. We are going to give you some of meditations from the Bible on the Stations of the Cross. These stations have been made over the centuries by many of the saints, have been a great help in remembering the precious moments of our Lord's life, death, and resurrection. We hope they will be uplifting to you. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, behold me kneeling before your divine presence, all in confusion at the thought of the many grievous injuries I have done you. Now I ask pardon for them, repenting of them purely for love of you, and ready to lose my life rather than offend you again. Do you, most gracious Virgin Mother of Mercy, Mary my Mother, obtain from me the pardon of all my sins by virtue of thy bitter pains, and help me so to pray as to gain all the graces attached to this way of the cross. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Send forth your fire, and we shall be recreated, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Enlighten our minds, we beseech you, O Lord, the light of your brightness, that we may see what we ought to do and be able to do what is right, through Christ our Lord.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Pilate brought Jesus out and said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. The language of the cross may be illogical to those who are not on the way to salvation, but those of us who are on the way see it as God's power to save.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always, then do with me what you will.
Second station, Jesus carries his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus went out bearing his cross to the place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Jesus said, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always, then do with me what you will.
Station, Jesus falls for the first time under the weight of the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. Thy hand has come down on me. I am utterly spent and crushed. My heart throbs. My strength fails me. The light of my eyes has gone from me. Friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand afar off, for I am ready to fall.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always, then do with me what you will.
Of the soul begotten.
station, Jesus meets his blessed mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Simeon said to Mary, the mother of Jesus, he is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and a sword will pierce your own soul. All who pass by, look and see me. Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrows.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always, then do with me what you will.
Station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
As they were going out of the city, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. This man they compelled to carry his cross. He who does not take up his cross and follow me, says the Lord, is not worthy of me. Brethren, bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Is there one who would not weep? Whelmed in misery so deep, Christ, dear
sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
My heart says to thee, thy face, O Lord, do I see. I seek thy face, O Lord. Hide not thy face from me. Many were astonished at him. His appearance was so marred. He had no form of comeliness that we should look upon him. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one from whom men hide their faces.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. Then do with me what you will.
Seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is dumb. Save me, O God. I sink in deep mire, where there is no foothold. It is for thy sake that I have borne reproach, that shame has covered my face.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. then do with me what you will.
Consoles the women who weep for him. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
There followed him a great multitude of people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never suck. Then they will say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do this when the wood is green, what will they do when it is dry? O God, you desire to be merciful rather than harsh with those who hope in you. Grant us the grace to lament, as we should, the sins we have committed, and to meditate on the great gift of your glory. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always, then do with me what you will.
For the sins of his own nation, saw him hang in desolation, till his spirit
Ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
At my stumbling they gathered in glee. They gathered together against me. They slandered me without ceasing. They impiously mock me more and more, gnashing at me with their teeth. We who are strong ought to bear the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to edify him.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. Then do with me what you will.
Station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
They took his garments and made four parts, one for each soldier, also his tunic, and said, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scriptures. They parted my garments among them, and for my clothes they cast lots.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. Then do with me what you will.
Make me feel as
is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
On the place called the skull, they crucified Jesus. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And over his head they put the charge, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. The passers-by, the chief priests, with the scribes, and those who were crucified with him, insulted him. From the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. Then do with me what you will.
Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Now the centurion, seeing what had taken place, said, Certainly this man was the Son of God. God shows his love for us in that, while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we are now justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. Then do with me what you will.
Jesus is taken down from the cross and laid in the arms of his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
There stood near the cross of Jesus his mother, his mother's sister, Mary Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there came forth blood and water. It was already evening. Joseph of Arimathea went courageously to Pilate to ask for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised that he was already dead, and calling the centurion, he asked if he had been dead some time. Assured of this by the centurion, he let Joseph have the body. He then acquired a sheet, took him down from the cross, and wrapped him in it.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always. Then do with me what you will.
Blessed, listen to my funny.
station, Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus, wrapped it in a white linen shroud, and placed it in a new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the sepulchre. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into his death, so that, as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too we might walk in newness of life.
I love you, Jesus, my love. I love you more than I can tell. Only let me love you always, then do with me what you will.